think so overall, you know, I mean, the amount of pressure that they soaked up in the second half, I thought they would have got tired as they did, but, you know, they produced a very, very good last 10 minutes, and they managed to get those two penalties, and that was the vital part of it. And, you know, with about 7 or 8 minutes to go, they were playing a rugby inside Ireland's 22, and it was difficult then from Ireland to break away to score a try from that particular distance. As you said at half-time, I mean, Scotland were leading pretty convincingly, 21 points to 8. We already touched on that at half time, you know, and we knew there was going to be a comeback from Ireland, and certainly that opening third quarter was tremendous in the sense that the pressure with Ian Henderson getting over Jackson converting, that was 21-15. And then, of course, Jimmy Heathrop will have nightmares about that decision he made to try and pass the ball whenever, he may have got to line, but had he gone to the ground, I mean, Ireland had about a 4-1 overlap on the right-hand corner. Bad decision making that time also with the time that Sean O'Brien made a great break up the middle. Unfortunately, but there's nobody at his elbow, and the big flanker had to go to ground. And those were two situations where, you know, if they'd nailed one of those scores, then I think they would probably have taken the lead. As it was, they had to wait until, you know, I think it was about the 62nd minute whenever more and more pressure took on, and then Paddy Jackson took a great line to use his strength to go over, converting his own score. 22-21. You expected then that Ireland would push on, but for some reason Scotland then come back, and we said that those two late Laidlaw penalties, it was one of the things that I thought stood out was the fact that the potential of the Irish backline never really got moving. The two centres were very, very well marked by the Scottish team, and the Scottish wingers were excellent in their case. Hall got man of the match, naturally, with the first two scores. But, you know, Keith Ayres got a good score there, but he also, his defence in that first score was somewhat lacking. And this was something overall, I think, there was just a wee bit of naivety at times in the Irish team. Looking at it from the younger players' point of view, certainly, I mean, when Van der Vlij came on, he played really well. Ringrose certainly and Henshaw defensively were pretty sound, but again, against a backline like Scotland's, very difficult. But Conor Murray had a probably substandard game for him today, not just the force that he was, but I have to say, without any Ulster bias, I thought Paddy Jackson had a superb game. I mean, his defence was excellent. He made more line breaks than any other back, took a score really well, and Joe Smith will have been delighted, because the way he played today, there's no real need to rush Johnny Sexton back against Italy. Keep him for another 3 weeks, and then hopefully he'll come back against Wales, France and England when we will really need him. But certainly Jackson's show today had the potential, and he's getting better as the match goes on, defensively and all round. His passing was good. But, I mean, it was a tight furlong as well, a tight head prop. I mean, he has unbelievable amount of work he puts in. But when you saw the stats of some of the tackle counts of the Scottish team, Johnny Gray, their big second row, at one stage had 24 tackles after about 70 minutes. Phenomenal commitment from Scotland. And, you know, whenever you said to me, Oisin, did Scotland deserve to win? Obviously, you know, I didn't want to see Scotland win. But you have to say, when Ireland got that lead, they didn't build on it. And Scotland came back, and their final 10 minutes, wherever they got the energy from, really won the game to force those two penalties. And from 75 minutes on, it was very difficult to see how Ireland were going to score. Joe Smith will be very, very disappointed. I'm sure he'd have taken that one-point victory. But at the end of the day, we talked about Scotland. We know the potential that Glasgow have given. We saw today that give any one of their backs, especially Hogg and the two wingers, a sniff of the ball, and they can do it. I should also add as well, Rob Kearney, I thought, had an excellent game. Very, very unlucky that time where he just had a foot in touch when he slipped the ball back inside to Simon Zeebo to Keith Ayres. Just while I'm speaking here, they showed that O'Brien break, you know, up the middle. And I mean, he really, have he hit anybody on his shoulder, inside or outside, they could have continued that move on, and that could and should have been another score. But I mean, they'll talk about it for a long time as well. And the one that Conor Murray, the interception, he went, and it looked at this was the one where Jamie Heaslip sort of held the ball up and then threw it into the winger's hands. But I mean, this will all be talked about on the drawing board. It is the first game, but unfortunately Ireland only come away with a losing bonus point, and thoughts of a grand slam are immediately eliminated. But I think that there's four more games to play, and they can only get better. They did show the potential. But you have to say, Oisin, that from a Scottish point of view, the form that they showed in the Autumn Internationals, the form that Glasgow have been shown in Europe, has shown that it hasn't been a flash in the pan. And certainly, I think Scotland will give a lot more teams a lot of trouble. And they'll not be worried now about England, France, Italy, or anybody else after today's performance. So you have to say congratulations to Scotland. Unfortunately, from Ireland, might not be a bad thing, you know, in the sense that yes, they would have wanted to win the game, but at the end of the day, if you lose your discipline somewhat and the shape of your game is not what you would want it to be, then you will be punished, and defensively they were punished in that first 20 minutes.
Just finally then, Alec, what will Ireland be hoping from tonight's game to come out of England and France? What sort of result there will suit them?
Well, I suppose they'll be looking for France to win that game. I mean, it really doesn't matter at the moment, Oisin, because they have to play both those sides. I mean, a lot of people are talking England up. Maybe England will have a great performance today, but the French are due a good game. The guy knows the coach has changed the team somewhat. He's brought in a lot of young players and got rid of a lot of the old brigade, and who knows what would happen. But I would imagine that it'll be an absolute cracker today, this match after this. But, I mean, after what we've had today, and you have to say that from a rugby point of view, despite the fact that we're disappointed that Ireland lost, you have to say that that Ireland-Scotland game today was a credit to both nations and a great advertisement for rugby.